Oh, don't forget to send a copy to Larry. He has to greenlight everything before it reaches the board. Yes, he does. No, his name isn't Kurt. Yeah, I guess. He does look like a Kurt. Not like Kurt Cobain, though. He was hot. Forgot to email Paige about the Lexington files. Can you do it for me? Pretty please? Fine, I'll do it myself. Don't act like you wouldn't be lost without me. Sure you are. That's why you're constantly asking me for help with these stupid details, right? Oh, you want to keep me on my toes, huh? So I don't fall asleep? At least when I fall asleep, I don't accidentally send the wrong files to the wrong people. It was pretty bad. You're way more efficient when I'm breathing down your neck. Wonder what would happen if I left you alone for a few days. Think you can handle everything on your own, Big Shot? Really? You sure you're not just a little bit lost without me? What would you do without your favorite office buddy to keep you on track, huh? So how about we test that theory? I leave you to it for the rest of the night. Just kidding. Don't want to have to pay for it in the morning. You're nearly done, right? Come on, I want to go home. Have you sent the list of revisions yet? Or are you still overthinking every little detail? 5 more minutes? You said that 5 minutes ago. 5 plus 5 equals 10 minutes. So you're basically a liar. I'm not basing this conclusion on this one interaction. I have a whole year's worth of evidence. For instance, you also lied about never putting sugar in your coffee. I saw you slip not one, but 2 sugar cubes into your cup multiple times. I was just too gracious to call you out on it. Well, I'm saying it now because it's just the 2 of us in the office, so your secret is safe. But you're a liar. Let me think. Oh yeah, you said you're terrible at flirting, but that's not true either. I was observing you at the office Christmas party, and you were literally flirting with everyone. Smiling, cracking jokes, and just generally being charming. No, it's not just being sociable. You were flirting, just admit it. Katie kept giggling every time you said something. Stuff that wasn't even that funny, by the way. And Sarah was giving you the eyes the whole night. But of course, you're just too innocent to notice. And before you even try to deny it, don't bother. I know flirting when I see it. It's a gift, really. A finely honed skill. And you? You were laying it on thick without even realizing. Oh, but I'm terrible at flirting. Right, sure. And I suppose Katie was just laughing out of sheer goodwill. And Sarah was staring at you like that because she was, what, impressed by your PowerPoint transitions? Face it, you've been caught. Okay. One last email and done. Oh, I can't believe it's already so late. I was supposed to go home tonight, light a candle and have a relaxing bath and a glass of wine, not babysit you. You're constantly asking me for stuff, interrupting my very important work with your very unimportant questions. Can you check this file? Do these numbers look right? Hey, can you proofread this real quick? Ugh, so needy. My relaxing evening has been sacrificed in the name of your incompetence. I hope you're proud. Excuse me? What did you just say? No, repeat it. To my face. I'm needy? What, because I ask you to do your actual job? Oh, I'm sorry for expecting basic competence. Next time, I'll just let you send out reports full of typos and hope for the best. You know what? Maybe I am needy. But if I am, what does that make you? Because last I checked, you're the one who's always lingering just a little too long when we're alone. The one hanging on to my every word, pretending not to stare when you think I won't notice. Yes, I'm saying what you think I'm saying. That you're... Never mind. You're a coward anyway. You wouldn't admit it. And you would never dare to make a move. I mean it. You're just a needy little puppy. What are you doing? You're really close to my face right now. I can practically count your eyelashes. No, I'm not. I mean, yes, I am. Of course I'm gonna be flustered if you're all up in my face. Doesn't mean anything at all. Oh, wow. You've got quite a strong grip on my hips. Maybe you're not so shy after all, huh? What are you gonna do now, huh? Is that all you're capable of? And I'm telling you right now, we're not kissing. Because I don't wanna feel your lips against mine. Your lying little tongue in my mouth. Maybe you're contagious. You are strong. I like it when you grab me like that. You look so fucking hot when you're angry. You know that? I'm glad you wiped everything off your own desk. Otherwise, I would have killed you. Has that been your plan all along? To fuck me on your desk? Huh? Is that gonna make you less annoying? If so, then fuck it. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Your tongue isn't just sharp, then. It can also be tender and sensual. Who would have known? Oh, yes, like my nipples. Yes, with your teeth. Damn, loser. You're good at this. Yes, you're still a loser in my eyes. Until you make me come. Maybe I'll reconsider. Give me your hand. Bet you've always wanted to feel me up, huh? Slip your hand underneath my skirt, huh? How does it feel? Wet. responsible for this. And you're gonna have to do something about it, or else. Oh, fuck. I wasn't expecting. Take more? Who the fuck do you take me for? Of course I can take your tiny, limp dick. Oh, fuck! Okay, okay, not so tiny. Oh shit, loser. Can't believe we've been bickering this whole time when we could have just been fucking. That's what it means to fuck it out, I guess. Get off of me. By the way, don't think this is gonna become a thing. We are not a thing. You are nothing. You mean nothing to me. But maybe you could change my mind. Maybe. With time. And multiple orgasms. Now go home and don't talk about this to anyone. Got it? Come here. I just wanted to have a taste. Nothing more than that. Don't go imagining things. Bye, loser. Can't hear you. Bye.